All right, great to have you with us on this Sunday morning as we get ready for the finale of this Bay Bridge series, Giants and the Athletics. It's Logan Webb on the hill and Adrian Martinez, 25 years old. He's bounced back and forth to Las Vegas to the A's this year. He came over in the Minaya trade earlier, 25 years old, from Mexicali, Mexico. So we'll see what happens there. Bruce Jenkins, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Marty. Doing well, thanks.
Good, good. Well, the A's and Giants hooked up yesterday at the Coliseum, and God, we've seen this Bay Bridge game so many times, and yesterday it went the Giants' way, the big home runs during the day and Rodon, and it was a game the Giants had to win, Bruce, and they went out and won it.
They kind of did need to win that one. That would have been would have been really depressing, given all the circumstances that he had Rodon out there, but he was great. Joey Bart is really starting to come into his own. I think that home run was really impressive. Anytime he hits the ball hard, it's super impressive. And you got Wade homering, and J.D. Davis is his amazing power that he's showing here. Mm-hmm. Easily homing to dead center, and Jock and Crawford look good. So that really was a good day. And, they really ought to win today, too. I think it's so many things in their favor. The pitching matchup looks good, and they need that, because they're going down to San Diego after this.
This wild card race, we'll forget about the division. The Dodgers are doing to the Padres what they did to the Giants this week, so we'll forget about that for a while. But, Bruce, this wild card race really is interesting, and I know there's a long way to go, and as I talk with Ron Wotus, you just play one day at a time. You win your game, and then you worry about everything else. But this is the beauty of baseball. These stories, they're timeless. They've been going on for over 100 years. And you have Atlanta very quickly with 45 losses, and San Diego and Milwaukee with 49, the Phillies with 48, and then the Giants with 55. It's all doable to grab this last spot. You just have to win games.
Yeah, well, there's seven games out. That's not really that encouraging, but of course it's doable. And, the Cardinals, they're nowhere in there now because they're in first place. And Milwaukee is suddenly the team in the wild card. But, I really think you got to watch the Phillies. They're just hitting the heck out of the ball right now. They've got that third spot right now. Of course, it's very tenuous, and they're going to play Miami. And then the Cardinals are going to play Colorado. The Cardinals are, I don't know if they're going to look back, really. Arenado could single-handedly dominate that series in Colorado. But they picked up Jordan Montgomery, and he goes against the Yankees and pitches five shutout innings. And they're inspired by their acquisitions, and everything seems to be clicking well for them. But you're right. The Giants just need to win and then see what happens. If you close it, you're not going to close it all in a week, but the next thing you know, it's six or five, and once you get to four, then things could change.
Well, and there's plenty of time. It's only August the 7th, so we've seen this a million times in baseball. So I just caution everybody, you're right, Bruce, and we said it yesterday, they dug a big hole for themselves, and they've got to – but you just have to take it day by day and see where it goes. If you have pitching and defense, it does work out eventually. So we'll see where it goes. You mentioned that St. Louis game, and I mentioned it yesterday to you, Bruce. We talked about it, and then the Cardinals came back with two in the eighth to beat the Yankees. And the Yankees have settled down just a little bit. They're not going to win 120 games, I'll tell you that. But this Montgomery pitched the shutout for about six innings yesterday against his former team. But they, Bruce, set an attendance record for the ballpark yesterday, over 48,000. I had no idea that was going to happen. How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty wild. They always draw well. It's such a great baseball town. But having the Yanks come in is really special, especially because the Yanks are supposedly the powerhouse of baseball, and the Cardinals are coming on strong, and they did make that great acquisition of Montgomery. He's a ground ball pitcher. He's not dominant, but, that was a big start for him. That's quite a bit of pressure. He's going against his old team there, and they can't score a run against him. And now the Cardinals also have Quintana, another left-hand pitcher they picked up. So, yeah, the Cardinals are really really going good. I'm surprised that was the attendance record, but with the Yanks in town, a lot of wacky things happen. You see it in Oakland as well.
And they still have the best uniform around.
They really do.
Really. I think back to me being in Brooklyn watching the Cardinals probably for the first time. That was one of the first teams. I remember I saw the Pirates. and I saw the Reds. But the Cardinal with that uniform, I'll always remember.
Yeah, and I love how it hasn't really changed, you know, from when Stan Musial was coming in. I think the Dodgers are right there with them, but that's a wonderful uniform. And you know, they're smart enough where they don't fool around with it. You know, they don't all of a sudden come out with a blue version, you know, with bears instead of birds, you know.
It's true. Hey, but yeah, the Cardinals are looking better. And how about the Phillies? And Paul White will be on with us in a little bit, and Ryan Rothstein from WIP in Philadelphia later in the show. But, you know, this JT Realmuto, Bruce, you see a triple home run back-to-back games, and maybe the first time that's ever happened. We're seeing so many things like that.
Yeah, he's one of the real good catchers, which you really need to have that. You know, the Giants, I think, they're going to need Joey Bart to step up the way he has if he does the rest of the way. It's going to make a huge difference because everybody's talked about how much they miss Posey and in how many ways. But, you know, the Dodgers get that from Will Smith, and the Phillies are getting it from Realmuto. Cardinals, obviously, from Yadier Molina's. But, you know, Realmuto homers yesterday, Hoskins homers, Vierling homers, and they got Schwarber. And yeah, if Harper comes back for the last couple weeks, that's going to be huge for them because he's such a difference maker. So it's just really interesting. I love the whole mix of this thing.
Yeah, it's a good race. Wild card thing is there's six teams, well, five teams really. I'm not going to count Miami, but five teams in the mix, and I'll concede the Mets will probably win the division. So it's good. This is good. We wait for this in baseball. In the American League, we touched on yesterday, and I want to just tell you again. Looking at the loss column. Toronto 48, and they've got such a good team. Tampa Bay 50, Seattle 51, and how about the Orioles? 50, they won five straight. They're at 51. Cleveland 52, and the White Sox 53. How about that?
Yeah, and even the Red Sox at 55. They're only four out of the third spot. I mean, good grief! That's an even wilder race potentially. I love what Seattle's doing. They're an awful lot of fun, and Baltimore has been really intriguing. You know, talk about catchers. Adley Rutschman, the guy they drafted number one overall from Oregon State, is a young catcher with a lot of presence. He's made a ton of difference on that team. And Jorge Mateo has been great too. Remember him? He was a Yankee prospect.
Yes, they
thought he was
going to
be phenomenal. Yeah, the A's had him.
Yeah.
Yeah. When the A's got him, I'm thinking, man, this is going to be their shortstop or whatever, wherever he's going to play forever. And he just didn't hit, but he's really hitting now. He runs like the wind. He's been huge for the Orioles, and it's great to see them relevant because they've had a number of years where they just were barely watchable.
Well, they traded Mancini, and he landed in the right spot.
All of a sudden,
he's hitting. How about what he's doing in Houston already?
He comes in his second plate appearance, he homers, so that immediately the dugout's alive. Then he hits two more, including a grand slam. And, you know, that's like above and beyond. I mean, just to have him, the way people talk about him, what a great guy he is, and the Orioles were crushed that he was traded. The guys on the team were. Just to have him in the dugout, and, you know, because the Astros, they still need a little bit of help getting support, you know, from fans. And this is a guy who came back from colon cancer, and now if he's going to be a real presence in that batting order, then it's just an absolute bonus. But that's a great deal for Dusty.
Mm. Boy, we talked about Verlander yesterday, Bruce, 15-3, and Scherzer and Verlander are linked together today because they're two 38-year-olds, and they both have earned run averages under two, so 38-plus. And the last to do it, get ready, Fritz Ostermueller and Spud Chandler. In 1946, remember Fritz Ostermueller from the 42 movie? He was the one who got into it with Jackie Robinson. But
that's right. Yeah. Well, you know, anytime you bring him in, it's Fritz and Spud in there. You know, you know you're going good. But I just love the longevity that we're seeing from those two guys. And Wainwright, you know, I think for young pitchers and for front offices, they're so concerned about pitch counts and babying these guys and not let them develop into you know, a guy who can finish a game for you or at least get really, really late into a game. You know, these are guys who came up doing that, you know, and resist the, you know, the modern trend of being taken out who will raise a fuss, especially Scherzer, if you take him out too early And their arms are just, they are alive as hell. I mean, geez, these guys are dealing. They're as good as anybody. So really inspiring. I mean, the Mets, you know, with Scherzer and DeGrom, what a fun place for Darren Ruff to land, right? He's had a couple hits, and they've got Mark Canna from the A's is a part of that mix, and they just swept them. They I don't know if they swept the Braves, but they
dominated
them.
3 out of 4.
Yeah, they swept the doubleheader. Yep. And so that's a fun situation. And Scherzer at the heart of that, you know they're going to be big-time players in October.
I must say, I thought Scherzer was sort of done. Because, look, he was on fumes with the Dodgers last year. And he's come back, and, of course, he was out for a period of time. Maybe that's good to save the innings for these guys, you know, and bring them back later in the year. But he's been terrific. And the other part of the Met thing, which I think the Mets are just, it's their year. Buck Showalter, did you see what he did with Edwin Diaz's closer, Bruce? He had him pitch in both ends of the doubleheader, and he had him also pitch
in the eighth.
Two innings to close a game. And it's all against Atlanta because he wants to make sure he puts Atlanta away. How about that?
Yeah, I love that. I you know, Diaz, who knows how that works out. But he did that. Talk about a guy who's ready to go out there and dominate. I mean, this is every time. The guy's absolutely, he's probably the best closer in the game right now. But I love how Buck kind of went for the throat there. And they did make a statement against the Braves. The Braves are realizing that, hey, you know, this is a big gap we've got to make up here. It might not happen. You know, we better keep that wild card edge. And that was a terrific series for the Mets. And I've always liked Showalter. You know, he's a wonderful guy to talk to. Unbelievably knowledgeable. He can be real funny too. He's a little bit of I don't know what's the word, a fuss budget, or his attention to detail. He can't come in the park if the hedge is growing a little too long. You know, he's got to get that fixed before he goes through the gates. But he's a great baseball man. He's landed in a good place there.
Well, he's changed. I mean, when he was with Arizona, didn't he put, like, the clock from NASA, you know, on the wall, you know, so everyone would know what millisecond you're supposed to be out on the field and all that stuff.
Exactly, and, yeah, 2 months,
and then,
yeah.
Then Bob Brenly came in. I may have my years mixed up, and Brenly threw everything out and put all the rules on a napkin, and then Arizona ended up winning the World Series.
Yeah, I remember showing up in spring training when Brenly had taken over, and he said he literally just kind of took the Buck Showalter playbook and tore it up in front of the player. Oh gosh! And of course, that worked out well for Brenly, you know, for a while. So you just talk about, you know, you need it when you make a change. You want it to be kind of radical. You know, the hard-ass guy gives way to more of a player's manager, and that was about as radical as it gets from the super fastidious Buck to rollicking Bob Brenly.
Yeah, and then they went from Rojas last year for the Mets, who is Felipe Alou's son, and then to Buck, who was just, you know, obviously on top of everything from a guy who didn't manage before, and look at the difference for the Mets. I mean, I'll tell you, Bruce, you know, and I always like to look on Sunday at the league leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Alonso's got 93 RBIs already, and he's got 29 home runs. He's second to Schwarber, who's got 34, but he leads the league by 11 over Goldschmidt with 93 RBIs. How about the year he's having?
Yeah, I love Alonso. He's got his own style up there. He's got his own. He takes a little abbreviated check swing before the, you know, to get ready for the pitch, and unbelievable power and real likable guy. But just really, he's a lot like Goldschmidt. He just delivers in his time after time. It's so good to have a guy like that. I'd love to see the Giants have somebody like that in the heart of the order. I guess conceivably it could be Bart. I don't know. That's a little bit too much to ask maybe of any kid to go from where he's been to be that kind of a player. But it just makes such a difference where you're down three and all of a sudden you put two guys on and somebody like Goldschmidt or any of these guys come up there. It's just the game changes in an instant.
Well, you have to have career years to win. And Ann Killian talked about that yesterday when she was on. And not only did the Giants have career years, but they came out of nowhere. And they were older when they did it and new players. So that's the kind of things you have to win. And Lindor, who was awful last year, awful, and they signed him to this $330 million contract, Bruce, he's third in the league with 77 RBIs very quietly.
Yeah, no surprise to me. The only surprise was the year that he had. It just didn't make any sense to me. The guy's a heck of a fielder, a really good hitter, dynamite presence, you know, lights up the clubhouse and an entertainer, and he's just been going off. So that's a huge plus, and certainly no shock that he's back in form.
Yeah, the Mets are a good story. They're a good story, and they're creating a little bit of a gap here with Atlanta. Still a long way to go, but they've taken three of four this weekend, and they've got DeGrom today. How about that against Spencer Strider, who we discovered 2 months ago.
Unhittable.
Right. That's the matchup today, so that'll be fun. Looking at the American League for a second, Aaron Judge, Bruce, 43 homers. It's August the 7th, and 93 RBIs. Where does it end for Aaron Judge? Maybe 130 RBIs and 62 home runs?
Yeah, I'm going to go 63. But the thing I like about Judge is that he's really consistent. I remember many years ago, Reggie Jackson had something like 37 homers at the All-Star break. Something really loud, and it kind of got to him. All of a sudden, every magazine and newspaper is all over him, and Ruth this and Ruth that, and he admitted the pressure kind of overwhelmed him a little bit to hit one out every time, and he didn't really even come close to breaking that record. So Judge is just, he's homering every other day, it seems like, or every day, and driving in runs. You know, the Cardinals did a good job. They pitched him really well. But he's going to be back just bombing away. And he's so consistent. That's why I think he's going to – I don't see it stopping. You know, he's technically a good hitter. He goes the other way when the pitch calls for it. Yeah, with power. And in that Yankee Stadium, he just pokes one to right field. That ball's gone.
Well, it's tough. Yeah, it's tough to do it in August and September. And look, Babe Ruth, didn't he have like 17 or 18 home runs, I think, in September, you know, when he got his 60. So it's always been a little tougher to do it these last 2 months. Remember when Vida had like 21 wins in August, and of course he had the fabulous season, but he ended up with 24. We thought he'd get 30.
Yeah, it is. It is because, again, as Reggie experienced, everybody is descending on you now, and every pitch you make, every swing is tied to that. And, you know, the fact that Judge is in New York, that can be pretty stifling, too. He seems like somebody who can handle it so far, but, you know, we haven't seen how it all plays out. But that's going to be great to watch. I hope he gets close. The cool thing about it is that even with all the steroid stuff and Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa, the American League record is still 61. I love that. That's right.
Yep. I hope he does it too. And I think I think people are actually rooting for him to do this, even though he's a Yankee. And there's, you know, he always so much anti-Yankee sentiment in baseball because of comparing them to years ago in the 50s. They said rooting for the Yankees is like rooting for U.S. Steel. When U.S. Steel, I guess, was a big deal. I don't know if it still is, but I hope he does. I do. I want to talk about J.D. Davis for a second, Bruce. And I said this on the show a couple of times. You know, this is a guy who played in New York for 3 years, and he didn't get run out of New York, so he must know something about baseball. But Woe was talking about him this morning, and this is legitimate power. This is not a fluke. This is a guy who, you know, he's well-built, and when he puts the bat on the ball, something good happens. And it didn't connect for him in New York the last couple of years, but this may be a find for the Giants.
Well, he's had two moments that really stand out. I mean, anytime a right-hand hitter puts one in the arcade, which I think when they built the park, it didn't seem like that was going to be a big deal, but it is. It's a huge deal to do that. I mean, he might be able to put one in the water as a right-hand hitter, which I don't think has ever been done, you know, on the fly. And then yesterday, with a real, you know, easy-looking swing, it's not like, you know, just going up there to come out of his shoes or anything. He hits one out to dead center in Oakland, and neither one of them looked like it was any kind of accident. It looked pretty normal for him. So, I mean, this is not what we get from him every day, but, you know, the Giants fans, I think they like Ruff. You know, he's sort of that way, and when he connects, it's a pretty big deal, too. He's a good power hitter, and he was beloved, and this guy is going to probably be playing mostly against left-handed pitchers too, but it looks very early on. It's probably good for both teams. I think Ruff's going to help the Mets, but Davis, the Lord knows they could use that kind of power.
Supposedly, someone speculated here on Twitter that the Mercedes has been sent out today and that they're probably activating LaGuardia, Estrada, somebody. But that probably puts Davis more in the mix, Bruce, for Mercedes, who is getting all his action against left-handers, especially if Longoria is back.
Yeah, so I thought Mercedes was a bit of a tease, I thought. You know, he's had some numbers. Sometimes he looks fantastic. He hit some unbelievable topspin liners down the line. It's not easy to do to hit him that far on an inside pitch. And yeah, there's a lot of talent there, but mostly a tease. You know, fouled off to the right side. Oh, fouled off to the right side. And just not really – he didn't give them what they wanted. And you can't play him in the field. So that's probably a positive. But he'll be back, you know, somewhere, probably here, but not right away.
Well, it's good to have his insurance in case someone gets hurt and you need a right-handed hitter. So that's good to do that. Well, how about the Dodgers and the Padres? Now, the Giants go into San Diego tomorrow. And it's Alex Wood going against Snell.
Yeah.
And Snell's actually had a couple of really good games in a row here. And he's always good. He always keeps you in the game. But this is a big series against San Diego. Let's see what they do here. This is another milestone kind of series. They're all important, but this is one you could be chasing this team.
Well, yeah, this is like, you know, forget the wild card race. You're going up against supposedly now one of the best teams in the game. If the Giants could win that series, that changes everything. I mean, the mood, for sure. And who knows about the standings. But, you know, you and I have talked about Snell being just such a flaky guy. He's got a gem going, and next thing you know, he's walked the bases loaded, and he's out of there in the fifth, you know. Pretty regularly. But his last two or three have been great. It just, you know, no complications. And, you know, the way that San Diego staff is coming together, it's really strong. Clevinger and Darvish, and it's just on and on. And, you know, Soto's going to be at the start of this. He wants to do something big so badly. You can just see it. And he hasn't quite done it yet. He's hit the ball hard. He's going to be fine. It's just so interesting to watch him. Machado hasn't looked right to me. He didn't. The first game of that series, even the left-handers, he looked like he wasn't ready to swing the full out. And the next night, he wasn't at third. I think there's something going on in his lower body. But, you know, if he's back and with Snell, and they're just I like so many teams about that team. You know, Cronenworth and all the way, Myers is back. This is going to be really fun. And, I'll bet the Giants play them straight up. They tend to do these things. The Dodgers, not so much anymore. But I'm going with they play them straight up. I'm not going to go as far as to say they win the series. But they're going to be good games and be fun.
Yep, must-see TV. This is good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be good. And, you know, look, you flip the lineup and there's Profar. Then you go to Soto.
Yeah.
Then you go to Machado. Then you go to Josh Bell, and then Drury.
Oh, Josh Bell, yeah. Oh my God!
You know, and then you got Myers in the middle of there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
You know, but they got a pitch. You know, Clevinger gave up a big 3-run homer to Muncy yesterday.
He did.
And then the day before, Manaea looked like he was pitching batting practice. So they really do have to pitch. That with all that they've done, and we'll have Jesse Agler from the Padres radio broadcast to be on with us this morning. With all that they've done, they better pitch. That's the name of the game.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, they get Hader. That's a huge thing.
Right.
I still can't quite figure out. Because he had a terrible outing against the Giants, so you're wondering, geez, what's going on with him? But, you know, basically he's still throwing an unbelievable heat, and he's you know, we all know about him. What a guy for them to pick up. And for them to get Drury and Josh Bell, too, I mean, that was just ridiculous. So, but like you say, they've got to do it on the field. They've made these dramatic moves in the past before, and they've never been able to do it. So, but this is a haul, you know, a trading haul that should at the very least, you know, get them into the second round of the playoffs if they're a wild card team. But, geez, I mean, they do have to pitch. They need it from the rotation. But they've got the guys. It's not like they're throwing rookies out there.
Well, they could be playing Atlanta. If it's 4-5, we'll see what happens.
Oh, my.
That'd be good. Tatis going on a rehab, by the way. He starts,
last night. That's huge.
He started. Boy, today in history, you know, we're always around this time of year with Hall of Fame inductions. And one of my favorites, Eddie Matthews, into the Hall of Fame with a couple of others. I love the fact that Eddie Matthews got recognized. What a great hitter he was.
Oh, my. Yeah, you talk about 512 home runs, and you know, Lord knows this is well before, you know, the performance-enhancing era, but when he hit his 500th, which was against the Giants, by the way, against Juan Marichal at Candlestick. Mm. He was with Houston then. He was past his prime with the Braves, but he got number 500 there. He was only the seventh guy to get 500 in history, and that's a really big deal. And, you know, he made himself a real good third baseman, and even sort of near the end while he's still with the Braves, you know, the National League had Kenny Boyer now and Richie Allen and Ron Santo and Jim Hart. But to me, Eddie Mathews was always the guy. He's the guy I wanted to see playing third for the National League, and, you know, really extremely tough guy, too. He loved it when a fight broke out. You just let him charge into it and then see what happens after that. It might be a couple guys on the ground.
No, if you slid into third and started any trouble, he'd deck you. I think it was Frank Robinson. I think he got into it with Frank Robinson at some point. Yeah. But, yeah, great hitter, number 41, Eddie Mathews. Boy, that was fun. Well, a great, good baseball discussion this morning. I liked it. It's a good time of year, and as I say, you take it day by day, and who knows what can happen. This is why we love the game.
Yep, going to be a good week right off the bat here. We'll see what happens with the Padres. All good,
all
Marty.
Right. Have a great day. Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, man.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins. Always fun to talk with him. Now, we had Steve Hermanos on earlier on his book, Going, Going, Gone, and we can give away three copies. So all you have to do is send me an email, marty@kmbr.com, and we'll pick out a few people to send the book to. The book is really a lot of fun. It's a baseball novel, but it is based in around San Francisco, so you will enjoy it. All right, more coming up. Kerry and Bill will join me next right here on the Sports Leader.